Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone work in, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And so you can't participate. Would you mind helping us out? I'll be real quick. I'll make it. It takes about 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yes.
Well, you better start now, real fast.
Okay, let's go. Thank you so much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain? Are you probably going to vote 50-50? Or?
Certain.
Okay,
certain.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And may we ask your age, please?
65.
Thank you. And what racial ethnic group best describes you?
American Indian.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not really motivated to attend, meaning that you are very motivated. You can choose any number in between.
10.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of elected officials after I read each one. Please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? Sherrod Brown, a senator.
Approve.
And is that a strong approve or a somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Marcy Kamter as congresswoman.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Donald Trump as former president.
That's hard to say.
Okay, we can do okay. I don't know. Is that okay?
I don't know.
Okay. Joe Biden as president?
I don't know.
Okay. Now I'm going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are not familiar with them, just tell me that. Okay. First, we have Republicans in Congress.
What about them?
Do you have a favorable opinion or an unfavorable opinion?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. What about Donald Trump?
I'm not sure.
Okay. First, energy.
Not familiar with that.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Marcy Kamter?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable. I'm not pleased with I really have to say, I'm just not pleased with anything or anyone. I mean, totally pleased with anyone that you've mentioned. And then there's no one that I know of right now that I am totally pleased with.
Yeah, it could be pretty frustrating, huh?
Hmm.
And we have one last person here, Derek Murren.
I never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I'd probably split it.
How so?
Because there are some Republicans that are not fit to hold an office, and there are some Democrats that are not fit to hold office.
Okay.
In my opinion.
But if you had to lean for one party, would you lean towards a Democrat or the Republican Party?
If I just had to right now?
Yeah, for U.S. Congress.
No, that's hard to say, really.
Okay.
You know, I would be lying if I said Republican, and I would be lying if I said Democrat. So, you know, I really...
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for Republican Donald Trump, or for Democrat Joe Biden?
Well, now... Wasn't someone just brought up on charges? Wasn't someone just found guilty of 34 charges?
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm looking at that. I once worked for the criminal justice system, and I don't take that lightly. I really don't.
So
at this point, you know, unless those charges are reversed, I cannot say I would vote for Trump.
Okay, so you wouldn't vote for either Joe Biden or Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I didn't even know he was running, Kennedy.
Yeah, he is.
Really?
Yeah.
I tried that one.
He's running as an independent.
I try him.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden, oh my, they want to make you choose between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. But
no,
you don't
I'm
have
not
going to gonna
vote for a criminal. Okay. I'm not going to do that. No.
Okay, that's fine. No. And if the election for state were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Oh, God, I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat Mercy Kamter or Republican Derek Marin?
Well, I'm not happy with I don't know who Marin is. I'm not happy with capture, but at least I know of her.
Okay. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there's no chance?
I don't know him.
Okay, now I'm going to read to you some statements some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kamter. Marcy Kamter is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kamter, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or that it does not make no difference?
Doesn't make a difference.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read to you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin.
I don't know him, so it doesn't even matter. I don't know him.
Okay. Let me just go down the list here and say don't know.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, so in your own words, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Mern?
I don't know him.
Okay. Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kamptor or Republican Derek? You would vote for Marcy Kamptor, right? You said.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
That if the U.S., if the general elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kamptor or Republican Derek Mern?
Because I know nothing about him, it would have to be a capture.
Yeah, okay. And what would you say, in your own words, is a primary reason not to vote for... Oh, hold on. I know that one.
Did you answer the question?
Yeah, hold on. We're almost done. Okay. What is it? Okay. So these last questions are for statistical purposes only. Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school diploma, technical school, some college, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, graduate.
That's a master's. Oh, two masters.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
It depends. It really depends on the individual, because I can go either way. It really doesn't matter. Maybe independent, but I can go either way.
Okay.
I'm not tied to a specific party.
Okay. How important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
It's important, very important.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I went for Trump.
Okay. Well, that concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Okay. Have yourself a great night. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Too.